If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The game again, then, Steiny.
Call it like you see it.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
By the way, I think it's St. Patrick's Day today, right? St. Patrick's Day today.
Yeah, Rutino invited me to a parade or a function right after work.
It's
not going to be able
party.
To make it. Block party, yeah. I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, today, I love the Irish. But boy, what a great day to fast. Great day to fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Boiled cabbage,
yep.
I'll pass.
Ugh, man, I put some hot
Irish
sauce on
stew,
that.
Yeah, that's a no. Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
What's in that?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Cole Cannon. Oof. Soda bread.
Soda bread. That sounds like diabetes. Soda bread?
Yeah, all of these things sound like they're poisonous.
Well, my type of stuff.
It's tough to get it down the gullet, as they say.
Guinness.
Well, you know what they call Guinness in Ireland?
Dinner.
Bread. They call it bread. And surprisingly,
Guinness.
A lot of people don't know this. Guinness is low alcohol, low calories. People think Guinness has a lot of alcohol.
But then that's not really beer. You're not drinking alcohol.
There it is. There it is. Freaking Guinness basically invented beer like 500 years ago, but they ain't the real thing now.
No, I'm not
okay.
saying.
Okay. No, you're right.
It was like Diet Pizza.
Sierra Nevada.
Yeah,
Sierra Nevada is the first beer ever brewed. Right here in San Francisco.
Budweiser.
I don't have a problem with Budweiser. Brewed.
Spud.
Let's go to Manny in Union City.
The Union showing out.
He wants
today.
To talk about the greatness of Steve Kerr. Hey, Manny.
Hey, guys. I'm going to preface this by tapping into another sports figure from the Bay Area. The great Joe Montana was on an interview some time ago, and they were talking to him about some of his most favorite plays. He said, this is one that I love the most with John Taylor. You know, we were pinned deep in our own end zone. It was against the Rams. I threw a 6-yard hitch to JT, and JT takes it to the house, 92-yard touchdown. What I loved about that was he got credited for that 92 yards, not JT. So in people's eyes, Joe was the man because of passes like that. Steve Kerr, you know what, guys? The last caller that came in, I was having lunch and I almost lost it. I literally almost lost it. How much man love can a grown man have for another grown man was ridiculous. All right? Steve Kerr was a gimmick player in the NBA.
A gimmick?
And he comes on to the coaching scene. Let me finish, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
He comes on to the coaching scene. If I had Steph, Clay, Draymond, Festus, Iggy, Andre, and, you know, throw in KD, You know what? I could win two championships, Goo. Hands down.
Well, he won four.
But Mark Jackson, who I love, man, he didn't get it done. They got ousted in seven.
Well, did he have KD? Right? Let's put it this way. If KD, and this is hurting me the most, because I always said the Warriors didn't need KD. KD needed the Warriors.
Yeah, you're right.
If Kerr did not have extra, do you think he would have won those two games against Cleveland? Because he certainly didn't do so when LeBron blocked that shot.
But Manny, they won the first one. Manny, 14-15 without KD. Come on, now I feel like you're forgetting that.
We're going to go back to what I just said, because he had that core group. Now, when that core group of youngsters got found out, he had to add on to it, because as a coach, he couldn't overcome that loss. He needed help to be able to.
Manny, love you to death. They were up 3-1 on Cleveland. That counts as my book. Counts in my book, Stein.
Counts for what?
I made it up.
Yeah, that's just counts for what? What is being up 3-1 count for? Just finish your thought.
If Ballgate didn't happen, they win it all. That's all I'm saying.
And then what happens? Durant still comes?
No, man, he doesn't. Like I told you, I wanted to see them bounce back.
How many coaches win it in 2022? That's my question.
Wow. Damn.
It's easy to say any coach could have won the two with Durant.
I'm not
but
mad
what
at
about
that.
The one on the front end and what about the one on the back end?
Cause that, where are you saying that's the most impressive one for Kerr? I think the first one, like, go ahead, Stein.
Well, it wasn't any of the ones with Durant.
Well, and I mean, but obviously, the first one was also out of nowhere. To me,
Steiny, I've never heard you say it, but do you think Steph Curry is the greatest point guard ever? Might have to say no.
Magic.
Yeah, but this is what Draymond Green was talking about. The reason I wouldn't say he's the greatest point guard ever is because I don't really think he's just a point guard. I think he's a guard. I don't think he's a point guard. I don't think he's a shooting guard.
Mm.
So I think he's just a guard that can do everything. And thank God Draymond Green said this, because I completely agree with him. And maybe we can get that sound at some point. But he talks about the fact that it's hard to put Steph in either category, shooting guard or point guard. He says that's a compliment. And I kind of agree. Steph Curry came into the league and he was a tweener.
You remember?
And those had
negative,
that word had a bad, you know, it wasn't a compliment.
Well,
and he turned the league into a league of positionless basketball, along with the Warriors, at least on defense. And as far as I'm concerned, he's maybe the most dangerous player in the history of the game without the basketball in his hand. And that's pretty important. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Scott in Alameda. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Scotty and Goo? Good to hear you guys.
Back at
you. Hey, I don't know what the heck that last caller was talking about.
Well, he's from
how are we disrespecting Steve Kerr like that? Come on, he's a legend. An absolute Bay Area legend, NBA legend.
No doubt.
But I called to talk about more about how it's an issue for the Warriors. Give us the Rockets, give us the Nuggets, give us the Thunder. I'll take whoever. I don't think anyone's giving us a problem when we got Draymond, Steph, this energized, this hyped up. Now we got Jimmy playing like this. Nobody's stopping with us this year. We're getting another one. Number five, baby. Let's go.
Wow.
All right.
Yes, Donnie, if we have some fun, you know, Houston is stunning. It's incredible. 40-25. They got Shingun, but they don't have a Jaren Jackson Jr. They don't have a Karl Anthony Towns or a Jokic or an Aaron Gordon. So just from that vantage point, or a LeBron James and Luka, I'm looking at them like, if you asked me and you didn't, but Stoney, that would be the one I'd like to start with if I could.
I don't want Oklahoma. If I'm the Warriors, I mean, to me it's obvious. If your choices, and now they're up to six, and the thing about it is, if the Warriors do happen to get up to five,
mm-hmm.
that means everything's open to them in terms of who they could possibly play but for Oklahoma City. But
and it could fluctuate every day.
Five or six could be anybody. Could be the Rockets, could be the Nuggets, could be the Grizzlies, could be the Lakers. And listen, if you're going to rank them in terms of the biggest problem to the least big problem, yes, I think that the one that the team they would like more than anybody else are the Houston Rockets.
I'm totally with you.
If anybody out there disagrees, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Brian in Hayward. What's going on, Brian? How you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks for taking my call. To touch on what you guys just said about seeding and matchups, Houston sounds like a good, get our feet wet in the playoffs. But as far as, matchups go, about a few weeks ago or a month ago, I would have said there are certain teams that I don't want to see. But, boy, bring on anybody. Let's show the world what's up. We got Jimmy now. We're playing way better. Kuminga's back. I don't care who we play. I would rather knock out the hardest opponents or the highest-ranked opponents so that nobody can say anything to us afterwards. Because, you know, if they come back, they take this year, everybody's going to start hating again. All these LeBron lovers are going to start talking, running their mouths again. Everybody's going to say, oh, the Warriors couldn't do it without another star. But I don't care. I don't care. Five rings is going to be five rings, and anybody can say whatever they want. I want the hardest opponents. I want LeBron. I want OKC. I want the Nuggets. Okay, I don't know how that's going to work out, but that's what I want. I want those three teams so that we can check, 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 and then I don't care who we play in the finals. Bring on Boston again. Because that would be the most, fitting, right? They're hungry enough because they lost a couple years ago. They just took it last year. They're ready for us again. Yeah, let's crush them, too, on the way. This will be the most epic title we've had in the five rings. Steph will solidify it. You can keep talking about LeBron's better than Steph, but you're just going to sound silly after this year, fellas.
Say it with your chest.
So I did. I said it all with my chest,
dude. I love all of it.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call.
And I'll just say it's a team sport, Donnie, and I keep saying this. I can't get a nickel for it. Steph Curry beat LeBron James three times on the grandest of stages.
The Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers on the grandest of stages.
But the two best players on each team were Bron, and Steph. That's all.
Right. But did the Cleveland Cavaliers ever have the better team?
No. I could make the argument the first time they played.
So,
Love and Kyrie got hurt, I know.
But that's if I really wanted to, I could say Steph lost one he shouldn't have.
You're right.
Yeah.
I could make it say Steph lost two he shouldn't have.
Well, the second one they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Got hurt, so that's just the way that one went. But
My man said he don't want the path of least resistance. Bring on.
I actually think the hold on one sec. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I actually disagree with what the caller said. The days of nitpicking are over. If the Golden State, I don't care if the Warriors get Houston, then get the Clippers,
right,
then get Minnesota, and then get the Knicks. If they win the title, they win the title.
There's no asterisk.
They got lucky. I mean, those days are over. This team's got three guys over 35 years old and another five guys without a lot of playoff experience.
That's out of their control. That's why I love what you said, right? You play who's in front of you.
Exactly. And this is a great point from the 925. And I think we have a tendency to forget this, but it's absolutely positively true. Michael Jordan begged and cried for help also. Remember when it was Michael Jordan and his supporting cast? I need more help. Well, he got it. Scottie Pippen and Rodman.
Glanville Waiters.
Right. And
Orlando Woolridge, who I loved.
Yeah. That's who Steph had.
Brad Sellers.
Right. Just say both Steph and Jordan needed help. Right? Just say that.
I won't say it.
Why not?
I don't like how you talked about Mike.
Well,
so much disdain.
Michael never won anything without Scottie.
Mike didn't need me to defend him.
I'm just spewing facts. And the fact is that Michael did nothing until he got help. Celtics swept him. I mean, just absolutely swept him with Jordan. Like Jordan never got over on Bird, ever.
Bird called the Celtics. Him Jesus in tennis shoes.
Yeah.
I think I'd want that more than a ring. Like Larry Legend said that about you.
And that's why Bird's the classiest guy. It's easy to say. Good. You know, hey, Michael, you're the greatest. You just lost 3-0.
Mike went through the legs two times when he went for 63, and Bird's mullet was shaking, and he was trying to guard him, Evan. And Mike, and then he went to, Come on, Steiny.
That series was swept by the Celtics.
Said he called him God.
Dude, in tennis.
And there it is.
That's a hell of a compliment.
Cindy Lauper, true colors. You'd rather have 63 and a loss?
Sonny, I get it. Sonny, I'm not.
It's fine.
I always want to win.
I'd rather be God.
415, tell it to Guru. I get it. It's sports talk radio, but please stop talking about the finals and counting another championship. Qualify for the playoffs first, please.
Now, hold on.
We don't do that.
I don't like when you
but
do
But that's
this.
What you're doing.
That was not addressed to me.
No, it wasn't.
And I feel better now. You said it as if it were addressed to me.
Well, you said they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
That's called a prediction, Jay.
Right. And he's saying, stop talking about the finals until they make the playoffs first.
It's not.
It's to you.
How far you got him going?
Don't you see the G in it? It says G.
Stop. You are a professional troller. You're good at it.
Please.
Dallas is
By the six. Way, Karl Anthony Towns. Bad look for Draymond. The whole thing's been a bad look for Draymond.
Do you think he knows that and he's just not saying it, Sonny?
This is the closest thing Draymond will ever come to an apology.
Your coach, Steve Kerr, now the all-time winningest coach in Warriors franchise history. What's it mean just to be a part of that for him?
Anyway, he said that Karl Anthony Towns played well.
I have the sound.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
Evan did a rescue.
It's fourth down. Oh. My bad. The painstakingly coming together? Why don't you do it? Evan, why don't you just tell me what movie you want to see?
It's good to see Cash show up and play like that.
Oh.
Play hard, play well, physical. Probably most physical I've ever seen him. Had a little extra motivation, so that made the game really fun. That was great.
Scotty, that's why I love him. Dude, he was kicking everybody's ass, and you're saying it was a welcome sight. Come on, Dre. Come on, man. That's all. That's why we love him. He will not give in. Cat missed two wide open. Good look threes, though, Steiny.
Yeah, he did.
Man.
No, good point, 510. Steph never won without Draymond.
Okay, what are we saying here? There's no Guru without Steiny. There's no Evan without Goo.
Well, Evan's going to be fine without it. Evan's going to thrive once he gets...
I already said it. I said it. Valkyries. Dude, I'm telling you, Steiny, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of who needs, who cares?
Yeah.
If they did win it this year, though, you could say they didn't need Clay.
That's true.
Could I ask you guys this, and I'm not being mean, what warped individual would even think of that? Like, why can't we just celebrate they won? Why do we got to, well, they want to, like, was that criticism, I'll ask Evan, towards Clay? I don't believe it was. Or is that just a natural stat, like a factoid, they got it done without Clay?
No, I mean, well, they got a long ways to go to win a championship.
Right,
but I don't think people would hold it against Klay Thompson.
That's, I guess,
I think people want him to succeed, and actually a lot of people I've talked to kind of feel bad for him.
So do I.
It's no different than we talk about Brock Purdy. He's got a great cast around him.
Simmer.
Well,
he just got one of those guys back, by the way.
What a joke.
Dude, what? And Mason is gone.
By the way,
I hope McCaffrey's healthy, Steiny.
650 says there is a Steiny without Guru.
What you mean?
On Thursdays.
That's a four.
That is pretty good.
It might be a five, but if we really took that to the lab and broke that theory down, your boy's here.
Now, so the 510's saying he kind of went down the list. Steph never won without Draymond. Pippen never won without Jordan. Larry never won without McHale. But you know what, 510? And this is how you parse greatness. Championship year, Bird's first title, McHale was coming off the bench. He came off the bench more than half the season. So
didn't win finals MVP.
No, he didn't.
Was that cornbread?
Yeah.
That boy.
But he got, you know, Bird's got two finals MVPs. Yeah. And back to back to back.
How many MVPs? Three?
Three in a row.
Damn.
I told you that stat. Eight straight years.
Evan, this guy.
Eight straight years, Bird was either first, second, or third in MVP voting. And what? And only he was third once. So, in other words, he was first or second 7 out of 8 years.
He's a bad
And the
dude.
Year he didn't get first or second, he was third.
Well, so you know, Michael has that thing. He could have won MVP every year.
Why? You can't win MVP if you're on a 500 team.
No, Steiny, man.
You can't.
So you do care about individual accolades.
There we go.
Only when it's Bird, though.
I was waiting for him in the bushes.
Once 30 years passes, yeah, we can talk about individual accomplishments for sure. Not now.
You know what's scary? Oh, God, we're up against it.
No, it's 12:08.
Oh, yeah.
We got 4 minutes.
Glasses. Listen, you know what scares me just about, Evan won't feel this, but about life and how fast it's moving? When Evan we played that sound of Stackhouse and the dunk, and Dickie V said Stackhouse, baby. And Jerry Stackhouse said, that was 30 years ago. Steiny, I got in my car like, this thing is moving fast, man.
What do you mean by this thing?
Life. Up in here, or let's make love to the mic. Let's not fight it like we used to. Tomorrow's not promised. That's what I'm telling you. You hate when I get deep on you. I'm just telling you, Steiny. You and I have a relationship outside of here, which I think helps us on here. I'm cherishing that more than I think you think.
My mom and dad taught me to be literal. Tomorrow is promised. It's just that you might not be in it.
So there's
but
no
there
problem.
Will be a tomorrow.
Right. But not for the person that doesn't make it.
Okay.
And that's
tomorrow. Tomorrow is promised. I mean, the world ain't blowing up.
Yeah.
At least as far as I know.
Well, the Teslas are. See, I like to get political with you.
You got to let that one go.
Save it for Dibs.
No, okay.
Save that for Dibs.
I forgot. That was a great rant.
I don't do that.
Dibbers.
Oh, boy.
And the planes.
Dude, he's headed to Vegas this week. March Madness.
Dibs isn't here?
Yeah. I think later on in the week, he'll be here today. But how many brackets have you filled out? Three
None.
For me.
Zero.
You're smiling.
Yeah. I'm not filling one out.
You're just...
And you're filling them out because what? You know so much about college basketball?
Well, one, two, oh, yeah. There's money, and here then we one go. For KPIX.
Yeah, that's the one I don't want to do.
It's your job.
That's why I don't want to do it.
But you will.
See, I like to do things that are optional.
I'm not in this one.
I don't like to do things that I'm told to do.
You don't even know how to fill out an expense report, and then you're rude to the guy that you told Lucas, you better help me.
Like, he better.
Or what?
Or
why don't you? You're too smart not to know how to do it.
Those Concur things are hard.
You are just...
In fact, if you.
Evan, how rude was he to Lucas? Lucas comes in, good morning, everybody. Hey, you're helping me or else.
I said, you're going to help me with my expense report today, buddy. And of course, he looks at me with that blank stare because you know he doesn't know how to do it either. Seriously.
I just can't wait to tell Senna to do something in a minute, Evan, and he's going to have to do it.
He was that dude.
I'll tell you what
class,
I'll do right
man.
Now. You know where we're coming to you live from? The Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And, you know, sometimes I almost feel like I just to bother people out there, I'll say, the Laughing Monk, rightfully brewed in SF. Frisco. Frisco. Yeah.
I don't think people get mad at Frisco.
What do they hate? San Fran. San Fran.
You know what? Being the East Bay kid, we always call, let's go to the city, Frisco. Yeah.
All it would do, you know, all it would take is one guy like me, and I could bring San Fran back in about a week and a half.
Go to break.
Yeah, really. I'd love to hear this. You wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm starting right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, downtown San Fran. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be a shout-out to my dad. He used to always call it San Fran. R.I.P. Bobby. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank here. For you, here for good. By the way, I see Antonio, John, Jim. We'll get you all on the other side. Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Danny, you're wrong, buddy.
That's what we said in the locker room. Draymond do the nightmare.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, what were you saying about rats?
I won't bust out the institution, but restaurant around here that's had videos of rats on, and it's going viral. So imagine you and I somewhere eating or, you know, playing video games, and rats are, so it's making the rounds.
Yeah, it's on the wharf. Yeah, that's what happens.
Near the wharf.
Anything near the wharf is going to have rats.
We did a show. Remember, I didn't see rats then.
When?
The Super Bowl week, you, Bonte, and I,
we did remote.
We did shows the whole week. The boss is incredible. And this day we were on the pier, and I wonder if it's still there, but I didn't see rats in the venue. You know, you're good with names.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, you used to be.
Well, that was on the second floor of the wharf.
Yeah.
You can see it coming up through the boards.
Well, in the video, these rats were in the rafters.
Oh,
dude,
boy.
No, that's where the banners go.
Yeah.
Rats? Steiny, I'm telling you, man.
By the way, I couldn't help but think of this as I saw a video over the weekend. You got so lucky with your mouth. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
Lucky with my...
Oh, yeah.
I had a slow weekend, bud.
No, it has nothing to do with this weekend. But you are so lucky that... what was his name? Jordan Bell never took you up on a one-on-one
game. Where you're going.
You would have been embarrassed beyond belief.
He's not as big as Scal, Steiny.
Let me tell you something. What Scal did to George the Messiah.
That was incredible. And he meant it.
I loved it. Oh, God, did I love it.
Dude.
This clown, George the Messiah. Thinks he's some street ball legend in New York. Starts talking about how he can beat guys one-on-one. And Brian Scalabrine, a.k.a. White Mamba, a.k.a. my former podcast partner.
Yeah, I remember. He embarrassed him.
He embarrassed him. Embarrassed.
They weren't quite at Rucker Park, but they were in the streets.
Now, I will say this. You're right. Scalabrine's bigger than Jordan Bell. but Jordan Bell's five times more athletic than Scalabrine. He would have jumped right over you. You know what we would have been
but
doing?
What if I wouldn't have given him the room
I'm
to
not
jump.
Even looking at you right okay. now. Evan, hey, you know what we'd be doing? We'd be doing this thing.
what
right on your head. Yeah. Right on your head, Bell would have.
Yeah. I'm watching the video right now.
He got him.
Nobody scored. They just kept fouling each other.
That's all he can do. That's all he does. He's like Draymond, George the Messiah.
Well, no, he got six.
Yeah, Scal got one on him, though.
Scal, yeah. I didn't see George the Messiah make one shot.
He didn't make one.
Scal just big boyed him all day.
And everybody went crazy when Scal whoop-de-dooed him, and I thought he threw it down.
Scal was not having it. He went in there with his game face on.
You got to love him for that.
He wore a white Mamba jersey.
Yes, he did.
He's serious. That's what you call pulling up, Stoney.
Yeah. Let's go to Jim and Martinez. Hey, Jim, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. You guys are killing me.
Oh.
As usual, Baron Davis to Gurus, Draymond. We're a long way from it. I'm liking our chances, but think about it. There's like, what, 15 games left? Some people have 16, whatever. One tweaked ankle on, you know, Nikola Jokic. And, you know how it is.
Yeah.
We got lucky. We got unlucky. We got really lucky. But I want to go back a couple callers. What was it? Kerr was a gimmick player, and I could win the championship.
Our guy Manny,
right?
Manny, you're gonna manage Draymond Green, you're gonna manage Kevin Durant, man. And you're just gonna roll the ball out there, right? What's his name? Jackson, the great coach. Hell, he had Kobe and Shaq. He had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, and he still gets all the credit for being the greatest coach ever. Somebody has to organize these humongous talents with the gigantic egos attached to him. Think about it. We would have had another one if Draymond just controlled himself when LeBron pulled that quick one on him and he fell for it.
Yeah.
But the idea that Mark Jackson was going to win these championships, that guy couldn't even win a game. If you remember, that guy could not win a game on Monday because he was not practicing the team on the weekend because he was going down to L.A. to his church or his girlfriend or whatever was really going on.
Hey, slow down, my man.
Thanks, Jim and Martinez.
Mark is my guy, Stoney. But we talked about it in the public house and them reveal. That wasn't cool that allegedly minutes were being dispersed based on who came to church.
Yeah,
I would have been there, though, front row.
When Mark Jackson got into his office, whoever had put an apple on his desk was entitled to 20 minutes that night. Bogut never brought apples.
Wow, man. But he did dub this backcourt the best. That's what I always remember from Mark.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
you
cool
won't remember
then.
The, you won't remember the flame out against the Clippers?
It went seven, but yeah. Lakeup and Myers were not happy.
No.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. By the way, did you see Rory McIlroy won the Players today in a playoff?
So
I'm almost, boy, what?
Here I go.
I said he was going to have a big year.
So should he be automatically my Masters pick?
Not necessarily.
Where's the momentum at?
Well, the Masters isn't this week.
No, I know it's the next big one.
Right, they spread them out
over
the course of the summer.
Easter.
He'll be one of the favorites at the Masters, for sure.
Well, that I know, but I feel like him winning this one, you feel like Google head, it's pretty solid.
Well, you know, the Players is a big one. It's considered the fifth major.
Okay.
So not technically a major, but the fifth most important. This is the biggest tournament outside the major.
You watched it all?
I did. I watched it all yesterday, and I actually missed it today. There was a three-hole playoff that he won.
Oh, jeez.
But, Rory McIlroy, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland.
He's happy.
He's always happy.
Well, he's got to really
be. You know what? How about this? What do you give me for Antonio in Oakland and Buddy Hield? Two great dispositions and demeanors. What's up, eh?
Yeah, man. You know, Buddy Hield, I think he has the most threes in the NBA made in the last 5-6 years. So, yeah, that's me. And I got, you know, some of the best takes. But anyway, shout out to y'all. I love watching the Warriors. We're at, 14-1 since we got Jimmy Butler. Man, we got Steph getting shout out, MVP, all across the freaking, arenas and stuff. well, not everyone, but, you know, a couple of them. But anyway, Steph Curry is a true point guard. Yeah, he can play two guard, too. He's a versatile guy. You know, he's like Shohei Ohtani. He's Jerry Rice, man, record breaker. You know, just like Steph was a third point guard taken in his draft, Jerry Rice was a third receiver taken in his draft. And they both GOATs. Big-time GOATs. Man, Steph is in the GOAT convo, man. Took a laughing stock to a dynasty like that. Popping his collar. I love it, man.
Hey, Antonio. Antonio, real quick, would you have a problem if tonight – you know, the Warriors are winning against the Nuggets. They're playing well. And Butler goes to the free throw line. Shouldn't the MVP chance come then when Jimmy Butler's at the line?
Yeah, he's the other candidate. I wouldn't mind because I'm going to be there tonight.
Are you?
I'm MVP myself.
Yeah. There you go, eh? Thanks, eh? Appreciate it. Yeah, where are all my Chase Center fans? Always can we get Jimmy Butler an MVP chant?
He's tried that this week, and people got pissed at me.
Why?
Wow.
I suggested he might be the MVP.
Of this team?
Did yeah. They really see...
How can he not be?
Because it's got to be Steph.
They're 15-1 with Butler.
But I would go games played.
Right. So, in other words, they were a 500 team with Steph,
They're
962 with Butler.
Did you catch
this? Is not,
I missed it.
Yeah, people did not like it whatsoever. The things that they'll say about you on the internet, man.
See, we got to get better. As people and sports fans, we got to don't take that as, like, slight. It's improved since he came to town. He's their version of Gandhi. Like, it's real. It's working right now.
I mean, who's been the biggest difference maker on the Warriors this year?
Jimmy Butler.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, that's a different award.
Jimmy
he's the MVP. Who's the closer?
Who's
well,
the
we've yet to see playoff Jimmy yet.
Who's the MVP of the Warriors this season?
Steph?
No, I don't think so.
Are you being fair, though?
Well, everything changed when Butler got here. I mean, every single thing changed. I'm not saying right. Steph Curry isn't terrific, but what more do you need to see about one player changing the entire dynamic of the team? He looks so worried.
No,
it's okay,
Goo. No, I'm looking. I like
it's
your glasses.
Okay.
I'm looking at you to this way.
Yeah,
because I'm the average. We're average men. Evan is a little above us,
mm-hmm.
But. What if you were at a regular job and somebody came to your employment in October?
Right.
And they get employee of the year. That would be unfair the people that have been there all year, Evan. So to give it to a guy
so
who showed
words,
up in October, you had a great quarter, way to fit it. But to say he's employee of the year, I think that's,
so in other words, the Warriors were going along.
Yeah.
And let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, they were getting ratings, they were getting twos and threes and fours and threes and fours, and that's what they were. And then they acquired somebody, and the ratings went up to 9 and 10. I would say that the rating fluctuated the most in the positive because of Butler.
I can't ignore what he's done. Come on, Steph even told him. But why are we so fixated on putting a label on it?
Label on what?
Why did Evan have to tweet that? Did he the MVP?
What did you exactly tweet?
Evan, read it to him.
Right. It said something along the lines of, I was liking it to the MVP conversation that people were having between Jokic and SGA.
Okay.
I think Jokic is the best player on the planet. SGA is probably going to win MVP. Not exactly apples to apples, but Steph is the best player on the Warriors, but Jimmy Butler has been their most valuable player.
All right. When I hear it like that.
And people didn't like that.
Wow. And hearing it like that, Evan, I'm like, I like it. Like, I didn't, context, that's smooth.
All right. I mean, Butler's the best player in the Warriors right now. I mean, best all-around player? He's got to be, right? Yeah. It's okay.
No, it's who's afraid of what?
Well, you are. You are so scared.
You're scared. Funny sometimes.
You're scared, dog.
Now, Evan, I like how you worded it. People just,
Look, what a combo. Is that okay for you?
Yeah,
they're both. Here you go, Goo. They're both great players in their own right.
I think the Warriors got one of the top three duos in the league. Tatum Brown, Jokic Murray when Murray's on. I don't think SGA.
How about Luka and LeBron?
Oh, God, I forgot about that. All right, they're in it. How so about that's three. Give me two more.
Mitchell and Mobley?
I don't trust them, but I'm mad at
Shea
them.
And Chet?
I don't know. If
yeah, they're only 57 no. and one.
Hey, the Shea part I got. Chet? Eh.
Okay.
No, he's a bad boy when he's right.
Well, I think, I mean, the greatest thing that Jimmy's done is
create
to
space.
Steph.
Yeah.
Like, Steph's numbers have been unbelievable since he got here.
Averaging 30.
Exactly.
I mean, I think that's, like, if you make the best player the best version of himself, is that not value?
Hey, I hope you guys don't think I'm reluctant to say
you
I
are.
Get it.
No, you're reluctant.
That's okay.
I'm in. I don't know why. Yeah. No. I don't need to be taught. I get that.
I can't now.
I'm laughing at the people that took offense to that, Evan. That's all.
Listen,
come on.
I get it.
Don't make it about me.
You got the Curry glasses on. It's fine.
It's underwear, but no, I don't have any stuff.
Listen,
come on.
The guy is absolutely phenomenal.
Sports, man.
I mean, when they're healthy, how about AD and Kyrie?
Oh, I would, man, I'm right there.
Okay, so that's like six already.
No, but the fact that we don't know where Butler and Steph are, but the fact they're in the it wasn't Curry and Wiggins. It wasn't Curry and Dre. And the fact that you're in it and people can slide them where you want to, that's why this thing is taking off, man. All and right. It's not ending anytime soon.
Well, you don't know that.
He's got a contract, Butler, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you meant this role.
Yeah.
Isn't. This is Steve Kerr on how this Golden State Warriors roster has come together. Take a listen.
So we've got... We got a great roster. We really do. And I give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit for putting this thing together over the last year, painstakingly, one step at a time. But think about him drafting, BP and Quentin, in these last two drafts, the impact those guys are making, the trade for Jimmy, just the development of our young guys, seeing Moses, JK come along is very gratifying. And this stuff doesn't happen overnight, but that's why I mentioned the organizational stability and strength. I just think that over time, this group who I work for and have worked for in the past, they've continually made great decisions to build really good rosters.
And that is quite a different tune than... I mean, we just don't get to the foul line or get easy baskets.
Or lack of confidence. Nah, I'm with you, man. Oh, come on, Stoney. There's no, like, again, I'm saying.
I mean,
this
all
to
they
you,
did
I'm
was good. Bring in Butler.
But are we really surprised at the effect from
yes.
the basketball standpoint?
Yes. You're not? You're not surprised that the Warriors are 15-1 with Butler. I'm surprised.
Okay,
15-1 with Butler.
I want to give you this.
Yes, I'm surprised.
Because I'm going to say I'm surprised too. But
just because you're feeling pressure.
No, not at all.
That's all right.
We had the best line of the day. Curry washing his car with Stoney's jersey. After saying that he's the MVP, that Butler's
actually,
the MVP.
But yeah, listen. I had the line before him.
What line did you have?
I said he's probably using it as a dust cloth.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, see, I'm not afraid to be okay. self-effacing.
Right.
I know you're very sensitive about it.
Oh, no. Come on, Al.
Go ahead.
I taught you that.
Mm-hmm.
My point would be, are you more shocked that he took the Heat to the finals if we go over who he had? So why would we suspend or think less of the impact he would have on the likes of Curry and Dre?
The bottom line is
that's
that
all.
As great as he was taking the Heat to the finals... The East stunk. The East wasn't very good.
And he did it as AC 2-1 year.
Yeah. No, I'm not taking anything away from
and
him.
And I hope I'm not from him.
I mean,
yeah.
And this is an easy thing to say. And again, I'm not taking anything away from Butler. Do the Miami Heat roll through the West with Jimmy Butler? The years that they ran through the East? I don't think so. But... Again, I'm not taking anything away from what he did with the Heat.
Yeah.
And the reality of the situation
is boy, man.
He's got a better supporting cast around him here. And maybe the addition of Jimmy Butler turns the Golden State Warriors into a championship type team.
But I will tell you, and it was all, you didn't ask, Donnie, it was all predicated on curiosity. As the more we watch this team, you know, I have questions, and it's not a bad thing, but I'm wondering, okay, if I'm Moses Moody, or you could throw any other Guy Santos, am I going to play the same way with Sharon Jimmy?
No.
It's playoff Jimmy.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
That's interesting.
Because you're not good enough.
I got it.
Yeah, like, what do you want, Moses Moody to try to take over playoff
games? No, not at all, but basketball is a game of rhythm, and right now guys are benefiting because Jimmy is not being passive. He's making the right play, and he knows it. But when he says, and I love it, you know, come playoff time, it's going to be a little different. I'm just wondering, Steiny, are you going to be able to stay in the game with less touches if your name is not Draymond or Steph Curry? That's all.
Well, they have to.
No, you're damn right. You're damn right about that.
I mean,
it was just a thought I had. It's not bad, but I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But I'll tell you what it is or what it's going to be, because I expect it to happen, Steiny. It will be different for the others.
I mean, I'm looking at I didn't look at his playoff numbers, but this year he's taken 11 shots a game. Last year he took less than that. He took 10.7 shots a game. He's definitely not a high volume shooter.
Can you go to the year they went to the finals, Donnie? That's what I gotta believe. What was that to Denver? They lost a couple years. Went to Denver a couple years ago.
Let me see. Playoffs 22-23. Yeah.
It got to be on steroids a little bit or the same.
No, he takes a lot more shots in the postseason.
Okay. All right,
but
playoff Jimmy.
But he should, because he's
the
Warriors' best player, second best player.
Exciting times, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Including tonight.
Huh?
Including tonight if the Nuggets show up. But Steph has some. What's Steph dealing with? Steph with a back strain?
Well, his injury is more important than Jokic or Murray, right?
No, I'm just saying. I want him to be there.
Oh.
Antonio's on his way out to Chase. I'll be there tomorrow night.
Oh, if he plays tonight, he ain't playing tomorrow.
That's been a while since they've been doing that. Remember those days?
By the way, Steph questionable tonight.
Okay.
For the Golden State Warriors. This is more Steve Kerr on Moses Moody, who's been playing terrific ball of late.
Well, it's been huge. I thought, you know, that layup was shot of the game, you know, when he snuck around the defense. But it's his defense. You know, he's really taken on the role of guarding the opponent's best player or, you know, point guard, ball handler. He's done it night after night. He's embraced it. I think one of the reasons we felt so strongly about, you know, locking up Moses this past fall was just character, peace, how hard he plays, what a great human being he is. And then, you know, you look at the length and the shooting ability. I mean, he's clearly a guy who can have a long career in this league. I admire him so much because of his fortitude, his resilience over the years. You know, it's not easy being a young player, coming to a great team and trying to find your way. And he's a metronome. You know, he's like a young loon. You know, he just puts in the work every day. Total pro.
We're talking about Moses Moody.
Man.
That contract kicks in next year. 3 for 39. What are you laughing at, Evan? That's a good template for another guy who's going to be a free agent.
The Warriors. If he's starting for a team that's making a postseason run, he is vastly underpaid.
Man. And I think that was just going there, guys, fellas. I don't see him coming out of the starting lineups, Dottie. What'd you say? I know Pods is due back. I don't know.
I mean, the way
Moses Moody right now, Steiny. Like,
don't say it.
I mean, the way I look at it is Moody's a starter. He's making 13.
Don't say it.
You're going to pay Kuminga more to come off the bench?
Wow.
I'm asking
Kuminga,
a question.
Kuminga's going to get more than that. His upside is
going to get more than the mid-level.
No doubt to me.
All right.
And it's going to be from the team right here. Evan, I don't know what you think, but the upside is
yes.
Okay, thank you. I got to sell you.
Yeah. You would think so, but who knows?
Well, I should have got it done this summer if they were so worried about it.
Man.
Yeah, no, I think.
They are rolling right now, man.
I mean.
This team.
Maybe they can get Kuminga to come back with a hometown discount.
3 for 30?
39. Let's be honest, Donnie, do you think some other? So you guys have ruled out another team throwing out some some incredible bread towards JK. I have not.
Well, there's no team that has incredible bread other than the Nets and maybe Washington, but Washington's already got a young superstar in the making.
With braids, he killed Denver. JP.
Sar!
I was talking about Poole.
Hell no. I'm talking
about... What you mean, hell no? Poole
talking
beat
about
Denver.
Sar.
Sar.
Re.
Please. all right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can talk about Kuminga on the other side because he's come back, played two games, and he's chipped in both. And I like the way actually he is playing. The way he's playing, to me, helps the team in a much bigger way than maybe if he were out there just scoring. But clearly he's trying to do the right thing, and I'm not sleeping on 5 assists in 20 minutes on Saturday night. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We talked a lot about Kuminga before he came back, and now we got two games to work with. How you feeling about the way Kuminga's been reintegrated into this lineup? 888-957-9570. And where does he go if it means a bigger role? How the Warriors going to figure that out? Not to mention pods. Are these good problems to have or challenges to overcome? 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.